This is Akashvani. The news read by Navneet Singh. The Election Commission of India has announced the schedule for assembly elections in 5 states. Polling is to be held in a single phase in Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Telangana and Mizoram between the 7th and 30th of November. Elections in Chhattisgarh to be held in 2 phases. Counting of votes for all 5 states will take place on the 3rd of December. In Mizoram, the notification for assembly polls will be issued on 13th of this month and the voting will be held on 7th November. Chhattisgarh will go to polls in 2 phases. Notification will be issued on 13th and 21st of this month and people of the state will vote on 7th and 17th of November. In Madhya Pradesh, notification will be issued on 21st October and the voting will take place on 17th November. Notification for Rajasthan Assembly polls will be issued on 30th October and people of the state will vote on 23rd November. There are 679 assembly seats in these 5 states and 16 crore electors. Around 60 lakh first-time voters will participate in these polls. In Sikkim, the death toll from flash floods has reached 34, including 10 army personnel. According to Sikkim State Disaster Management Authority, 105 people are still missing. Troops of Trishakti Corps of the Indian Army continue to search for the missing soldiers. The National Crisis Management Committee, under chairmanship of Cabinet Secretary Rajiv Gaub, yesterday reviewed the situation in Sikkim. During the meeting, the Chief Secretary of Sikkim informed that road connectivity has been established in most of the areas. He further informed that as a result of improvement in weather conditions, it has become possible to start evacuation and airlifting of stranded people. 80 people were evacuated yesterday. Women and Child Development Minister Smriti Irani will launch the Protocol for Management of Malnutrition in Children in New Delhi today. This will provide detailed steps for identification and management of malnourished children at the Anganwadi level, including decision-making for referral, nutritional management and follow-up care. The leaders of the United States, France, Germany, the United Kingdom and Italy issued a joint statement today condemning the surprise attacks on Israel carried out by the militant group Hamas. US President Joe Biden, along with President Emmanuel Macron of France, Chancellor Scholz of Germany, Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni of Italy and Prime Minister Rishi Sunak of United Kingdom, stated in a joint statement that the terrorist acts of Hamas have no justification. The statement said, "The world has watched in horror as Hamas terrorists massacred families in their homes, killed over 200 young people enjoying a music festival, and kidnapped elderly women, children and entire families who are now being held as hostages." It said their countries will support Israel in its efforts to defend itself and its people against such atrocities. Earlier, US, France, United Kingdom, Thailand and Nepal had confirmed that their citizens were either killed or kidnapped in the attack on Israel. Meanwhile, in the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas, the death toll has surpassed 1,300 with casualties on both sides. More than 1,23,000 people have been displaced in the Gaza Strip. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant has ordered a complete cease of Gaza. Mr. Gallant said the new measures will cut electricity and include a ban on admitting food and fuel. The Central Bureau of Communication CBC advertisement rates for private FM radios have been revised by Ministry of Information and Broadcasting after 7 years. The base rate has been increased by 43%, city-wise rate for stations also to significantly increase depending on listenership. The new rates approved by the Ministry in the month of September 2023 includes a 43% increase in the base rate taking into account the rising costs dynamics for the period of December 2015 to March 2023. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today interact and address the contingent of Indian athletes in New Delhi who participated in the Asian Games at Hangzhou in China. In a tweet, the Prime Minister will appreciate the athletes for their outstanding achievement in the Games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.